Introduction by the author. We take great pleasure in presenting this little work based upon the world-old Hermetic teachings. These teachings have remained largely hidden, passed down from teacher to student for centuries. Their purpose is not to create a new philosophy, but to serve as a master key, a tool to unify and unlock many seemingly contradictory ideas found in occult and spiritual traditions. The Hermetic teachings come from Hermes Trismegistus, the scribe of the gods, who lived in ancient Egypt. Regarded as the master of masters, his influence can be found across all religious and esoteric systems. He is said to have taught Abraham and to have laid the foundation for alchemy, astrology, and mystic wisdom. These teachings have survived not because they were widespread, but because they were preserved by a few dedicated souls in each generation, individuals who knew that truth must be reserved for those ready to receive it. Their wisdom has never been aimed at the masses, but at the few who seek, study, and are prepared to understand. This book is for those who are ready. For as the Kybalion says, when the ears of the student are ready to hear, then cometh the lips to fill them with wisdom. We offer you this work in the spirit of that tradition. The Three Initiates. Chapter 1. The Hermetic Philosophy. The lips of wisdom are closed, except to the ears of understanding. The Kybalion. From ancient Egypt come the fundamental esoteric teachings that have influenced all major philosophical systems across time. Egypt, land of pyramids and mysteries, was the birthplace of the hidden wisdom. From this center, spiritual knowledge spread to India, Persia, Greece, Rome, and beyond, carried by those who had received the teachings in their purest form. Among the masters of ancient Egypt, one stood above all, Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes. He is said to have been the father of occult wisdom, the founder of astrology, and the discoverer of alchemy. Though his exact era is unknown, legends place him as a contemporary of Abraham. Hermes was later deified by the Egyptians as Thoth, and by the Greeks as the god Hermes. His name became synonymous with wisdom and secrecy. Even today, the word Hermetic means sealed, hidden, or reserved for the initiated. The teachings of Hermes have always been preserved in secret. They have never been part of public religion or popular philosophy. Instead, they were handed down from master to student in silence, from lip to ear. This method of transmission protected the teachings from distortion and misunderstanding. At the heart of these teachings is a set of principles, simple yet profound, that explain the workings of the universe. They were eventually collected into what is now known as the Kybalion. These truths are not meant to be accepted blindly. Rather, they are tools for the mind and spirit, instruments to be tested, practiced, and lived. As you study them, you are invited not just to understand, but to apply them. For in understanding and using these laws, you begin the journey from confusion to mastery. Annotation on Chapter 1, The Hermetic Philosophy. The first chapter of the Kybalion opens with a phrase that could be meditated upon for an entire lifetime. The lips of wisdom are closed, except to the ears of understanding. This statement encapsulates the very heart of Hermetic philosophy, a knowledge that is not offered to the surface of words, but revealed only to those who are ready to receive it. Wisdom, in the Hermetic context, is not something one possesses, but a state of being that is reached through inner transformation. It is not logical reasoning that opens the doors to truth, but an understanding that arises from silence, discipline, and a refined inner listening. Ancient Egypt is presented as the cradle of this hidden wisdom, the homeland of the mysteries, the place where